Good morning. We're in Klal Tazayin, and we finished Siman Aleph, and I mentioned to you that the Mishnah Berurah has a point to add over here. Mishnah Berurah says, what about a person who has a choice between eating and drinking before davening and davening tefillah b'tzibur? In other words, if he gets up and eats and drinks daven right away without waiting for the tzibur, he'll have no need to eat and drink before davening. He doesn't have a weakness right now. He can focus. There's nothing which is forcing him to eat or drink. The only problem is there's no minyan yet. And he waits till later when the minyan is ready to daven. By then already he will be worn out and he will not be able to focus on his davening. So he says, well, I need to eat and drink before davening to be able to daven with the tzibur. So what's better? Is it better to daven first and then eat afterwards, but not daven with a minyan? Or alternatively, is it better to daven with a minyan, forcing him to eat and drink before davening? This is a common question. A person wants to daven on Shabbos morning, and he's in a town where there's only one minyan. And the minyan is not till 9 o'clock in the morning and doesn't finish till 11:30, 12. And he's such a person that by 11:30, 12, he will be so worn out, he will not be able to focus on his davening. So he wants to get up and eat and drink something before davening to be able to do so. But maybe it's better he should daven shachris by himself, make kiddush. So he cannot have a large meal after kiddush before musaf, but he cannot have up to mezonos up to the size of a kepeya, and he can have other foods, meat, fish, fruit, etc. He made kiddush; he's allowed to eat now. So what should he do? So Mishnah Berurah says that the Gemara in Brachas, very clearly says that a person should daven b'yechidus rather than eat before davening. If he has an option of davening b'yechidus and not need to eat before davening, the prohibition of eating before davening is more chomer, and it's better he should daven b'yechidus and then eat, and then come to shul afterwards to hear Kaddish or Kedusha and answer, get the schus of having those parts of the mitzvah. And then Shabbos morning, that would mean he would eat, he would daven through shachris, say kiddush at home, eat the shear of which would be fulfillment of kiddush makom seder, which is a kazayas, and if he needed to eat more, he could eat up to a kebeya of mezonos and eat other things, and go to shul for lading and for musaf. So more brachas daf chav ches. The more brings a story over there, and the Be'er Halacha points out from this story we have a clear raya, and that is the appropriate thing to do. So this situation over here that we're talking about, that the chayyadim is permitting because of refuah purposes, etc., that he's not eating before davening, is talking about that even if he daven right away, he's going to have this problem of concentration or weakness, etc., which will not allow concentration. But if a person would daven right away, and it's a zman tefillah, and a person would daven right away and be able to not have to eat before davening, that's much, it is an asmachta, on a pasuk, it's an isser, possibly it's even isser derais according to the Rambam. So we're dealing with something which is very chomer, and the mile of tefillah b'tzibur is as chashuv as tefillah b'tzibur is, and we'll see what that is. It's not going to override an isser, which either midrash or mirabanan and an asmachta. So going back to the person who has only one minyan in town Shabbos morning, and he finds that by the end of davening he's so weak that he cannot focus on musaf, the Mishnah Berurah posits the appropriate thing to do is daven shachris by himself at home, say kiddush, eat something, and then go to shul for laning and then musaf. So we're not going to start the next siman, which is the issue of greeting somebody before davening. When is that permitted or not? Because that's really a new thought. So we're going to leave that for tomorrow's shiur. Have a good morning.